Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Darismi Benkole. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, January 27th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. For Northwestern News, the Dolphin Show's Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella captured the hearts of many this past weekend, and will continue this coming weekend with shows Friday, January 31st at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday, February 1st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at nbo.universitytickets.com. You don't want to miss it. In Evanston news, the Chicago Tribune reported that CTA, Metra, and Pace are facing a combined $711 million budget gap. This may cause service cuts and fare increases. Illinois legislators are considering combining the three public transportation agencies into a conglomerate. As ICE raids continue to occur in Chicago, Governor J.B. Pritzker maintains his position that local law enforcement, quote, will not coordinate with federal officials on the arrest of people, end quote. Pritzker supports deporting violent criminals. However, he hopes to put Chicago citizens' minds at ease by confirming his stance that law-abiding immigrants should not be deported. In national news, the Associated Press reported that top Trump administration officials visited Chicago on Sunday, January 26th, for the start of the immigration crackdown. Tom Homan and the Acting Deputy Attorney General Emile Bove were among those who visited to witness the increased immigration enforcement in Chicago. 956 arrests nationwide were made on Sunday, January 26th, and 286 this past Saturday, on the 25th. In international news, the Associated Press also reported that for the first time, Israel let Palestinians return to northern Gaza. Under a current ceasefire agreement, thousands of Palestinians were allowed to return to North Gaza. Although delayed for 2 days due to clashes between Israel and Hamas, mediators were able to resolve the issue and move forward with the ceasefire agreements. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Darismi Benkole. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show today at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.